We are rolling, sir.
16 years after the conclusion of... Let me start over. 16 years after the release of episode 6, George Lucas was at it again with a prequel. This week we are discussing Star Wars, episode 1, - The Phantom Menace. A film which was highly anticipated because of the 16-year gap that I had previously discussed.
Yes, you mentioned that.
It garnered mixed reviews. It earned $924 million in the box office on its initial theatrical run back in 1999.
Wow.
Wow is correct.
Wowzers.
And it has some really great characters in it. Everyone's favorite, Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it today. We're going to see if it stacks up to what we thought it was back in 1999 when... I loved it. You loved it back then. We both loved it. Do we still?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and some things. Some wars that happen in the stars. But just the first episode of those. But ultimately, we're going to ask one question. And apparently that is, but does it stack up against what we thought it was?
That is not the question.
Sorry. May I try again? Sorry, bulldozers, he's there. May I try again?
Please.
The question is, but is Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, good?
We're going to find out today. We're going to find out in about an hour.
Give or take.
50 minutes, because then we do 10 minutes of our shindigs, which are segments where we discuss things we're passionate about. He's passionate about movie news. I'm passionate about the Braves. But directly before that, we will decide definitively if Star Wars Episode 1 - The Phantom Menace is good.
Yes.
But is it good podcast? Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the... But is it good podcast? I am your host, Zach Olson. And with me is your other host, Joseph Hunter Callahan. The first of my mom's calling, and I'm not going to pick it up.
Did you take that?
No.
Is everything okay?
I'm sure everything's okay. Yeah.
I'm your host, Hunter Callahan. With me, as always, is Zachary Harris.
See, I'm not... I'll embrace it. So my whole plan is if shit really hits the fan and things aren't going well, move a couple states over, go by Harry from now on, you know?
I think
I've discussed that with you.
I like that. I don't think you have.
Okay. Well, that's...
Are you going to change your last name?
No, Harry Olson. And I mean it.
Da, da, da.
A long, long time ago. Probably pretty far away if you talk about spatially in relation to where we are currently in the universe. Because, you know, the Earth moves really fucking fast through space. And so, like, you can fart. And 2 seconds later, the fart is like... Not light years, but pretty... I mean, think about it.
What are you talking about?
The Earth moving through space. Think about it.
Like, literally?
Yeah.
I mean, if you throw something up in the air...
It's gone.
In reality, it's moved...
A lot, very fast.
A long fucking way.
I can toss a ball up in the air and it's moving, like, thousands of miles per hour.
It just so happens that we are also moving that fast with it, which is why, to us, it just comes back down.
That's true. He's right.
Because of gravity. Gravity.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Working against me.
Okay, Mets fan. Just
Gravity.
I need y'all to know before we.
What's the brain met that?
Your son is trying to sleep right there.
He's okay. Let me check. Just make sure he's not like.
Right before we started recording, Hunter was.
I was being sarcastic.
Talking about being a Mets fan.
I will never be a Mets fan.
He said, "I've given up on the Braves. I've jumped ship. I am a Mets fan."
I was getting a reaction out of you. I've been a Braves fan longer than you have.
No, you haven't, because I've been alive 5 days longer than you.
You.
I was born a Braves fan. I was born in Braves country.
You didn't even like baseball until like 2017.
I was born in Braves country.
That's not the point. I didn't say you were not born in the South. I said you weren't a Braves fan for me.
You're born a Braves fan, and it is dormant until it.
Okay, well, then I've been an active Braves fan longer than you.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, what?
I went.
Did you watch them during the 14-year consecutive NL East division title run?
Yeah.
Did you watch Marcus Giles and Rafael Furcal, Javi Lopez, Tim Hudson?
I watched Chipper Jones.
Andrew Chipper Jones. Did you watch?
I watched
Adam LaRoche.
Huh? Yeah, of course.
You even know.
I watched Frenchie. I watched
Brian McCann. Did you watch Dan Ugla when they were really bad?
Dan Ugla could hit some fucking dingers. Dan Ugla could.
His biceps are as big as my legs.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not a Mets fan. I hate the Mets. How are you, Zach?
I'm good, Hunter. God. How are you?
I'm fine, I guess.
Cool. So this week.
It would be better if the Dodgers were bad, but I guess.
We have a whole section of the episode where we're going to talk about baseball.
Okay, that's fine. Star Wars. We're doing Star Wars.
Please
we're
like
not doing all. Are we doing all of them?
Please like and subscribe. Please maybe like eventually. And subscribe. But not all of them. We're not doing all of them.
You don't want to do the sequels?
I'd be okay doing the prequels and the original trilogy.
You don't want to do the sequels? Come on, those are like such a hot conversation topic. Rise of Skywalker, the greatest Star Wars of all time.
I'm ready to pack it up.
The Last Jedi, the greatest. Well, they're both, depending on who you ask, are terrible. Are you excited for the... Okay, Star Wars. Happy Star Wars weekend.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Catholic, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to jump in. This one's fun. I'm excited to talk about it.
Last week you said you were annoyed with my Starbucks cup. I've upgraded. It's got ice
You're
in it.
You're an annoying person. I'm just kidding. Are you going to cry? Because if you do, it's okay. It's a healthy sign of vulnerability. And
Hunter, give me your first impression. Go back.
From when I was six?
Yeah. If you can. If you can't, give me your first impression of the rewatch. So how many times have you seen this movie? Like, has it been a long period of time?
It's been a while since I've watched it in one sitting. So when I saw it, I think we saw it in theaters. I'm pretty sure that my parents took us to see it in theaters. I would have been six or seven, depending on... No, I would have been six. Or five, depending on what time it came out. But probably six. I remember seeing this and being like, my God, lightsabers, man. Not just that, I was like, green lightsabers, man. Qui-Gon Jinn. I loved it. I loved it because I was a kid. Didn't understand what was happening in a lot of it because it's a very political film. But this movie is very nostalgic for me. And that is why I like it. As a film lover, this movie is in some ways groundbreaking and incredible, and in some ways it is horrific and a chore to watch.
Okay.
But I, out of all the Star Wars films, this is one that like I will watch happily. It doesn't like make me angry.
Okay.
You know, like sometime last year Rise of Skywalker was on TV. And I put it on for a few minutes, and I was like, never mind. This one, I'm like, yeah, let's watch it. I'm down. I can watch some Darth Maul and some Qui-Gon Jinn, you know? I remember playing the pod racing game on my computer for like years, man, years. And some Star Wars games I had on my PlayStation 2 was very heavily influenced from the prequels. It's still on your shirt. Got it. That being said, I know I'm rambling. Sorry, I'm in a weird mood. That being said, watching it back, I finished it today. So I watched it, started it the other night, and I fell asleep in the first like 45 minutes. A testament to the film, but also I was just really tired. So I finished it today, and yeah, you know, it's really poorly written and acted. It seems like there's just some things in it where I'm like, what was he trying to get out of them here? You know, like the way that some lines are delivered and some dialogue choices.
Interesting.
There's not a lot of emotion in the film, you know?
Okay.
That being said, I think for coming out in 99, I think it was groundbreaking. It's one of the first computer, like, digital films, like green screens, like, I guess not green screens, but blue screens and what?
I think Jar Jar Binks was the first CGI character in a movie, right?
It's incredible. It's incredible. I can't stand Jar Jar Binks, but from a technical standpoint, it's very impressive, you know? That being said, I love, you know, it's really fun to see the Star Wars universe when it's kind of at its peak and everything's kind of nice and pretty and we expand upon it. But as a movie, I don't know if it's good.
All right.
But I still like it, you know?
Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you.
How about you?
Thank you for sharing.
Are you going to be condescending today?
No.
Okay.
I thanked you for sharing. I said that was very interesting. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. What are your first thoughts, Zach?
If I had a gold star, I would give you one.
Thank
because
you.
Of the level of your effort and your analysis.
That means a lot. Your turn.
The summer of 1999.
Oh, my God.
I had...
Was the summer of 99.
Isn't it 69?
Yeah, it is 69.
Nice.
Got my first real six string.
Five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of 69.
Me and some guys from school had a job. Wait.
I think
had a band and we tried real hard.
Yep.
Joni quit.
Jimmy got married.
I think it's Joni got married.
Jody got married.
Jimmy quit. Joni got married. Should have known we'd never get far. Oh, but when I look back now. Summer's in the last forever.
I'm just going to let you keep going. You got it.
Oh, and if I had a choice. I don't know the words. I'm right. Continue.
It was the summer of 69. No.
Those were the best days of my...
You're right.
Whoa, yeah.
It was the summer of 69. There you go. Okay. So the summer of 99.
I'm done.
My family had just bought a house in Georgia.
Okay.
But the house wasn't finished yet. They were still building it.
Okay.
So I lived in that, you know that down on your side of town, without giving away too many details, there's a shitty little hotel by a McDonald's. It's across the street from a Wendy's.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. We lived there.
Oh wow.
We lived there while waiting for the house to be
How
built.
How long were you living there?
So we were there for about 6 weeks waiting on the Amley Apartments over on my side of town to have an opening. And then we moved in there. And then we lived in the Amley Apartments for like 6 months.
Okay, gotcha.
So like the house was, it was a while for the house to be built. Anyways, my brother and my sister went to Tennessee. I'm just painting the scene for you here.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Brother and sister went to Tennessee to sell fireworks with my aunt and uncle because they liked to sell fireworks back in the day. Had a big tent and everything, you know. Whatever the cat one was, you know, the cat is like...
Black Cat Fireworks.
Black Cat Fireworks.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so it was just me and my mom, because my dad was working like all the time. He worked like 10-hour shifts, and then when he was off work, he just liked to sleep, especially because he was living in a hotel.
Yeah, like, that can
I mean,
work.
Come on.
That can wear on you.
All I had was my N64 and the Pod Racer game.
Classic.
Where you would upgrade your pod with, you'd buy parts from Watto, I think, and you'd race. And I remember making my mom take me to see the movie like 10 times because I didn't know anybody. It was summer.
Yeah.
There were no classes.
Like summer of 99.
Summer of 99. I didn't know anybody. And so I think I saw this in theaters like 5-10 times.
Rad.
Minimum.
Yep.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I don't think I've seen it since then.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like I've seen enough of it to be like, I know this movie, but I don't know if I've sat down and watched it in years and years and years.
So I saw that movie like 5-10 times. I think I only watched Attack of the Clones once, and and then episode 3 though, I've seen many times.
Yeah, it's the best
right?
one.
Right? So anyways, just to set the stage,
complicated, isn't it?
Going into this theater experience.
Oh, so you went and saw it in theaters?
Yeah.
Okay, I did.
I saw this in theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was awesome. Let me just say.
I'm sure it was. I did not. I didn't have time.
Going in with expectations
of where? Sorry.
NCG is just.
Really? Like locally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for them.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done. Continue.
Expectations about the way certain characters are voiced, and just like, you know, like we know Jar Jar how he is, right? I really enjoyed it. I had a great time seeing it on the big screen. It took me back to I was eating popcorn, drinking a Coca-Cola, you know,
classic,
not a sponsor, but hey. So I gotta say, you said the writing was really bad, and maybe the dialogue could have used some work, workshopping.
Okay.
I thought the story of the movie was pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
This is the part where you get to roll your eyes, because I see a lot of similarities between this film and the plot of Dune. No, hear me out here.
Water of Life.
So, no, there's no Water of Life.
I'm just saying.
Necessarily, but you have a young ruler who's like coming into power,
mm-hmm.
who is exiled from their like familial home,
mm-hmm.
A literal like Jesus figure, prodigal son, like
mm-hmm.
who comes in and they befriend the natives and go to war.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
And it's in space.
That's aren't we all?
And you've got this bureaucracy who's not really on their side and who's like playing this like Game of Thrones sort of thing in the background. It's a lot of, this makes Dune look like Hello Kitty. Let me just say that.
That's some blaspheming there, because Dune came first.
Okay.
In fact, people have been wanting Frank Herbert to like sue George Lucas for decades. He died, but
how would he sue him?
I mean, for years people wanted him. They're like, he stole your ideas. Spice drugs in Star Wars are called spice because of Dune.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, they have said that George Lucas stole a lot. You know, this is a random thought. I was watching today, finished it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought yesterday was Star Wars Day. I wonder what news came out. Not a lot. So I typed in new Star Wars movie, and do you know what came up? Rebel Moon.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Different conversation.
Interesting.
Anyway, continue. Or is that your first?
I don't know. I thought it was really, I think if you look at it through the lens of this movie came out in 1999 and Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord.
I've heard that theory.
I don't know. I think it was good. Yeah. I disagree with you, and I'm going to fight you.
I haven't decided if it's good or not.
I'll fight you anyways.
Okay, that sounds
fun. Because I have decided.
That sounds fun. You got to do movie in a minute
when
first.
When you love something, you fight it.
Movie in a minute. Zach's going to talk about the Phantom Menace in a minute. Yeah, he is.
Do you even know what the Phantom...
do a country
song. Do you even know what the Phantom Menace is?
Yeah, so many things, man.
What is it?
It's Palpatine.
Okay.
It's the Sith.
Okay. Well, expand.
Well, like, he's hiding in plain sight.
Sure.
He's the Phantom. But he's menacing. What do you think it is? Wrong.
You're bouncing around it, but it's the fact that, I mean, so think, let's do movie in a minute, and then we'll talk about this. How about that? How about that, fans? Fans of the podcast?
No one listens to this podcast. just kidding. I'm kidding.
Remember last week when I was talking about the worst thing you can do is say we're doing a bad job?
I didn't say we're doing a bad job.
You said no one listens.
We could be amazing and no one can listen. We can be doing a bad job and people would listen to us.
Just like the guitar guy.
3, 2, 1.
I can't. No, I need to get in the right headspace
here. Yes, exactly.
This is the most important movie in a minute we've ever done.
Okay. Then let's do it.
Okay. I'm ready. You can see.
Oh.
You can count me down.
3, 2, 1. Go.
The Trade Federation has done a blockade, and they're planning to invade the planet of Naboo. Mm. The space government, has sent 2 Jedis to the planet to negotiate, or to the fucking Trade Federation to negotiate. They're like, oh, let's kill him because this creepy guy who sounds really familiar is talking to me. He's like, execute. Yeah, so they go down to the planet and they save the princess and her handmaiden Padme. And they sneak out and they go to see boss Nass, and he's like, no, I hate you. And so they leave, and that actually happens before. Anyways, they find this little boy who can race pods, and he's an engineer, and he has midichlorians, and his mom is fucked by midichlorians. And they come back to Naboo, and they defeat the Trade Federation, and everyone's happy. But the Sith.
Perfect. Mom was fucked by midichlorians.
Am I wrong? Can that go on Instagram?
I can beep it out if I ever post on there again. I actually saw a thing. I don't know if it's canon. I don't know if it's canon. Because I know that when Disney bought Lucasfilm, they were like, hey, all the shit you've done is not real besides the main 6 movies. But there was one storyline. Again, I don't know if it's canon. If it is and you hate it, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's canon or not. Where it was revealed that Palpatine... through the Force manipulated Shmi? Shmi Skywalker, is that her name? To get her pregnant.
No, you were just like, Shmi?
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 Isn't that her name?
Let's see. Shmi.
It is?
Shmi.
Shmi. It was kind of revealed, apparently, that Palpatine was the one who set that all in motion. Which I don't know if that's canon or not. Anyway, job well done. So let's talk about the Phantom Menace. You were saying something about what the Phantom Menace actually is?
I already have a question about that. So,
I haven't read the comic book or the story that it's in, so I don't know.
Why would Palpatine do that? And then just leave him on the... Like, Palpatine, he's a schemer, don't get me wrong. He is a schemer. But he couldn't have schemed that they were going to attempt to kill the Jedi, and then the Jedi were going to escape, and then go find Boss Nass, and Boss Nass was going to send them on a bungo to fucking Naboo Town, and then they were going to leave, but then they were going to get shot, but not destroyed, but then so they were going to have to, like, land on this, like, remote planet that's outside of, like, the Republic.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I do, but it's also...
Like, you can't scheme that deep.
But the thing is that some people, and I'm not pointing fingers, I don't know. I don't agree with this. I don't know many like this, I guess. But some people like want Star Wars to be that meticulous.
Okay.
For the same reason why people who, and you can like it, I'm not judging, it's fine, who like really liked Rise of Skywalker and that Palpatine came back.
And people
how it's,
like that?
And how it's like, it's been him the whole time. And it's just like, yeah, but he fucking died.
He did die, yeah.
Which they say in the movie, like, he's like, I've died before. And it's just like, yeah, you should have stayed dead. But people like wanted it to be like it's been him the entire time, since day one, since Anakin's conception, it was Palpatine.
So he's been like really, he's really old and he's like died before. So why is it that as Senator Palpatine, he looks like not young, but not like ball sacky like he does later on when he's like fully...
Wait, that's because he gets deformed.
Okay, fair.
In Revenge of the Sith? Yeah, episode 3.
Okay.
He gets like a butt head. Like a ball sack head, I guess.
Ball sack head, yeah.
Scared of it.
Yeah.
But that's not episode 1.
But has he died before he was the senator? So couldn't he have been disfigured then?
I don't know.
And so he can like regenerate?
But there's like, you know, there's like, there's so many things about Palpatine that like don't even get explained over the course of the saga, which is like why he should have just stayed dead. And it's mainly because of the sequels, but it's like, you know, his kids, he had kids because Rey is his granddaughter. You know what I mean? So like, who was he married to, or who did he sleep with, and were his kids alive now? You know what I mean? Like,
did he have multiple kids, or did
I don't know? We don't know. No one knows. Mm. Was it his son or was it his daughter? You know what I'm saying? Like all this stuff.
Because his kids would have to be force sensitive, not just his granddaughter, right? Like they would all have to be force sensitive.
I don't know how that works, but probably.
The Sith still use the Force, right? Yes. Their lightning is still
dark
side of the Force.
Unlimited power.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes. See, you know, like, that's why, you know, that's a different thing.
So can we talk about Ewan McGregor and his little ponytail?
His little rat tail?
His little rat ponytail.
His real one or his wig?
He was wearing a wig?
For some reshoots or something that are, like, pretty obvious.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I'm just making jokes. Yeah, what about it? Padawan Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What'd you think about Padawan Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I liked him. Apparently, and I, you know, like this is stuff that I've heard through different sources and like different things that I've watched or read, whatever. And apparently, he was supposed to be doing pretty much all of what Qui-Gon did. So he was supposed to be in it more in the original draft. And apparently, Lucas's first idea was to make the prequels about Obi-Wan, which they are in a sense, but instead focused mostly about Anakin, which I understand, kind of the fall to the dark side. So I like him. I think it's really interesting to have that character. You know, he's quite young. There's a joke, you know. Have you watched Obi-Wan show? That was
it? No. Okay. Hell no.
There's a joke where it's like that show takes place like 5 years before A New Hope.
Okay.
And in this show, he looks like Ewan McGregor.
Well, yeah.
With like really nice, kind of medium length hair, just a little older. And then it says like 2 years later, he's like
old.
Yeah. What's his name? What's the guy's name? Alec Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was that, but it felt like for some reason I was wrong. So my issue when I think about it too hard is that like some of the timelines are like, this is weird. Why is Anakin like 7 and Padme is like a teenager and how old is he? Everyone's supposed to be, you know, 25. Actually, he's right here.
Well, okay, so how many years pass between 3 and 4?
How many years between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope? 19. Okay, so okay. Maybe, hold on.
So he's, okay, so let's do some math here.
How many years...
He's just going to Google it all. He can't think.
Between.
He can't think. He's got to Google all of it. We needed one piece of information, and we could have done the math. He won't.
Keep talking.
Okay. Between Phantom Menace and Revenge of the...
13 years.
13. Okay. So he's...
So 10 years between 1 and 2 and 3 between 2 and 3.
Great. So let's say Anakin is 7. 13 years go by.
Do you
and
know
then,
how old he is?
And then, God. I'm saying hypothetically, right?
Anakin is 9. Okay.
9 plus 13 would be?
22.
There you go. Plus how many years were between 3 and 4? Did you already forget?
19.
Okay. Okay.
So
22 plus 19 would be
41.
There you go. So would it make sense that Darth Vader is 41 in episode 4?
I can believe that.
Okay. So now how old is Obi-Wan? He's 25, you said.
25. So
13 years would be 38 plus 19 more would be?
So
what, like 50?
57.
57? Does it look like he could be 50? And he's living on a desert planet. Yeah, think about that.
How old was Alec Guinness in Star Wars? 62. Okay.
So
5-year difference.
You and your timelines, it seems like it all lines up to me.
Okay. All right, Lucas.
It seems like it all right, lines George. Up to me personally.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about okay. you, but I'm feeling.
Anyway, yeah, so look, here's my thing. I'll just say it off the bat. I'll say how I feel.
It says right here in the first paragraph of the Wikipedia article, set 32 years before the original trilogy, so that would have saved us some time.
Well, okay.
Continue. 13 plus 19.
That makes sense. I just feel like George Lucas is not a good director.
Okay.
Backtrack.
Okay.
In this instance, I know that he directed the first Star Wars. But there's just, but I think he directed all three of these. Did he not? Did he direct? I think he did.
Okay.
It's just like the. It's to me, it feels like, and maybe this was the case. Maybe this was new then. You know, it's common practice now. But like actors weren't playing off each other in the scenes. It felt like they were talking to a wall. You know, and some of the lines are just like, no one speaks like that.
Can I give you an example, like yeah, a concrete please. Example?
Yeah. See the same one that I was just thinking of.
Every time Keira Knightley as Queen Amidala.
Yeah, she's in this.
Right. So she's the like decoy. Mm-hmm. And for the majority of the movie, she is like Queen Amidala, yeah. right?
Yes.
Her lines are delivered in such an odd way.
Yes.
To me. They're like monotone and like it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You know that they had to digitally lower Natalie Portman's voice when she was Padme, when she was Amidala.
When she was Queen Amidala.
Yeah, to make it sound more like Keira Knightley.
Okay. Interesting.
But like I was watching the scene where like Anakin is working on the pod racer.
Mm-hmm.
And
with his buddies.
Mind you, they're kids, so it could be a little different.
Did you watch the, like, the... Because you know that they've, like, altered it.
Yes. So I watched one that was on Disney Plus, so I think it is one of the, like, remade versions.
The theatrical re-release was also the newer yes. one, because the pod race was, like, twice as long. Like,
it's so long, yeah. dude. And you can also tell by Yoda.
I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you can tell by Yoda.
Yoda was a puppet in the first, right. in the original.
Right.
But in the re-releases, he's been digitally fixed to look like himself.
That's correct.
But when he's with, you know, his friends come over, run up, and they're like, oh, is that a real asteroid or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. And then someone's like, guess what? You know, and Anakin's like, I'm in the Bounty Eve race tomorrow. And they're like, oh, wow. And they're all getting, like, giving him shit, like, oh, yeah, but you can't even win a race, and whatever. And then one kid comes out of nowhere and goes, hey, guys, let's go play ball. He can keep working on his pod racer. And I was like,
why are you going to shit on some little kid?
I'm just saying, like,
that's probably his first acting opportunity.
I'm not saying it was delivered poorly. I'm saying that
you
line.
You are saying it was
I'm
delivered.
I'm saying that line is like, why would you? No one says this. No one's like, it's just strange to me. It's just strange to me.
You've never been like, hey, guys, let's go play ball. You've never said
okay,
that.
Okay, maybe it was his fault. Maybe it was the delivery of the line. But I blame it on the director more than anything.
Okay, interesting. Did you know that George Lucas did not direct all three of the original?
I know that for a fact. He did not direct. I know that he didn't direct 5.
He didn't direct 6 either.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I know he directed episode 4. I just feel like it's just very stiff. The lines are very, very stiff and very emotionless.
Well, the way of the Jedi is the way.
And
of
that can, I was gonna say, that can work for someone like Qui-Gon Jinn. It can maybe work for his character, but like, It just feels like there's a scene where like Anakin's like, I can help you with, I can win the money in the pod race, and his mom's like, Anakin.
So let me get this straight.
And it just feels like she was sitting in a room by herself, and he was like, just say Anakin like 6 times and I'll pick one.
We've got this planet.
And I love Star Wars.
Off the grid, not part of the Republic. There are no laws. The law is the law of the Hutts. And so these people are slaves. They probably have stunted emotions, limited ability to have fun. And because they don't share the same enthusiasm about playing ball that you do, because you've been a Braves fan longer than me, apparently, even though that's not true.
It feels like this is turning into, Hunter, you're a terrible person, you son of a bitch.
I never said you were a terrible person. What I'm saying is, maybe they don't know how to express their emotions because they don't have that much freedom.
Perhaps.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Early in the movie, they're on the Trade Federation ship, right? They do that, like, force, the force run.
The dash.
Yeah, the force dash. Yeah. Okay, force dash is awesome.
Yeah.
So, much later in the film.
Do it again?
Huh?
They just do it again?
Yeah, well, multiple points in the film.
Yep.
But specifically at the end, they're locked in a battle with Darth Maul. And there's this literal, like, video game level area where, like, all these, like, you have laser walls.
Oh, you gotta wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. It's literally like,
why can't everyone just like dash through it?
Not dash through it, but they all open up.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan is like running normal pace and he barely misses it. And he could have gotten in there and if he just force dashed. Why did they only do that once? Why is that a one trick?
Because Qui-Gon has to die. Because okay. It's a plot hole. It's also like, I don't know. It's also like, I think what's frustrating to me, and actually not even frustrating, because this movie is fun, it's nostalgic, but like, you said this earlier, the plot is very interesting.
It's a pretty cool plot.
Intricate, like, political thriller kind of, like, scheme, Palpatine.
Yeah.
That little and it's fucker just is there.
Riddled with shit like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
And deadlines said by people who have stunted emotions. On desert planets.
And Jar Jar is so hard to understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes perfect sense, but there's a documentary that apparently is really, really good that I haven't seen about the making of this movie.
Okay.
Apparently it's fascinating, but I saw a little clip on it. I was watching a video and they talked about it. And apparently there's parts where like Lucas talks about Jar Jar and how he just like doubles down and is like, everything's riding on Jar Jar because he's the funniest character in Star Wars. We've never done this before, but it's so important. And it's just like, he's so annoying. Do you like Jar Jar Binks?
I think Jar Jar is fine. I don't 100% discount the theory that people have that he may have had a bigger part to play in the story and he was written out because people did not like him at all.
Oh, you mean like in the trajectory of the prequels?
Mm-hmm.
Because he becomes a senator.
And into the sequels, people thought that he was going to be Supreme Leader Snoke. If you recall,
people would have, there would have been riots in the streets. There would have been a civil war because some folks would have been like, I love this. And some folks would have been like, this is the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I would have rather had that than Palpatine come back. I would believe that maybe he was minimized in 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, like, I think he is fine.
Okay.
There's just so much of him.
Sure.
And there's never a moment where he's, like, relatively serious. Like, everything is just, like, wacky. Like,
right, it's all an act.
Oh,
so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here, let me make the case for Sith Lord Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
So you have this character out in the woods, right where all the ships are landing, right? He's there. He knows it's going to happen, right? He knows.
Okay.
He, by chance, runs into these two Jedi, a Jedi Master and his Padawan. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then they're like, what's your story? And he's like, I've been exiled from my home, probably because he has a dark side. And he uses this comedic goofy. I mean, think about when he's in Watto's shop, and Qui-Gon Jinn is like, "Do not touch anything." Does he comply with that command, or does he let the dark side take over and he starts pushing buttons, causing havoc? Because he's a Sith Lord.
Here, I'm gonna. Here we go. Ten details that back up the Darth Jar Jar theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jar Jar's clumsiness might be an act.
That is what I'm saying right now. Yep.
Okay. Palpatine carefully orchestrated everything, so Jar Jar wouldn't have been an accident.
This is what I was calling attention to before. The events that led to Qui-Gon Jinn discovering Anakin Skywalker on Tatooine and Anakin eventually being corrupted and turned to the dark side of the Force were carefully orchestrated by Palpatine from the beginning. How could he have known that they would have chosen that planet to land on? There was a whole system. They could have landed on any other planet. I don't buy that. Okay, continue.
Jar Jar's goofy movements might be disguised Force skills.
There we go.
Jar Jar infiltrates the Senate.
He does. He does. Jar Jar gave, you know who else infiltrates the Senate?
Palpatine. Jar Jar gave absolute power to Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible Darth Jar Jar's identity was closely guarded secret known only to Palpatine himself. Jar Jar uses hand gestures when he wants to change someone's opinions.
Yep, because they're like, you're not coming with us. And he's like, Misa. And then they're like, you know what? He can't come. Apparently, and it doesn't make sense that Qui-Gon would be like, we need a navigator, because they don't need a navigator. He doesn't do shit on that.
That's true.
Okay.
Apparently, Jar Jar mirrors Yoda. I don't know what that means to see. The Darth Vader connection. It's just that he knows. Hold on a second. After the Empire rose, many Naboo residents of other galactic civilizations turned their eyes to Jar Jar, believing he had allowed Tyranny to infiltrate the Republic. Rumors circulated that he had been secretly in league with Palpatine from the start. Others even believed that Darth Jar Jar and Darth Vader were the same person. Strange as it sounds, it seems many Star Wars characters also thought that Binks might have had connections with the Sith, perhaps an active member himself. This is backed up by content in the canon book Star Wars: The Legend of Luke Skywalker. Jar Jar's possible redemption arc, let's see here. Ahmed Best, who plays Jar Jar, and was harassed for decades because of that, until he had his redemption in some of the shows. He played a Jedi. Ahmed Best and George Lucas have all but confirmed it. What? Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
George Lucas once claimed that Jar Jar was his favorite Star Wars character, okay? Referring to him as the key to the saga in the making of documentary for Star Wars Episode 1. Okay, see what I'm saying? Jar Jar Binks actor Ahmed Best tweeted, "It feels really good when the hidden meaning behind the work is seen, no matter how long it takes." Darth Jar Jar might have been one of the prequel trilogy's unused ideas that never made it on screen. Either way, Jar Jar was more than he appeared in Star Wars, meaning Darth Jar Jar is surprisingly believable.
It is surprisingly
so crazy.
It is surprisingly believable.
Oh man. Anyway, what'd you think of the lightsaber fights? And Maul. Okay. Well, sorry. Prerequisite question. Have you seen any of the
No.
cartoons and stuff? Okay, do you know Maul's story?
He gets cut in half and then he doesn't die.
Yeah, he becomes he wields the Darksaber, becomes the king of Mandalore and some underground crime syndicates. Have you seen Solo?
No.
He's in Solo.
Okay.
He makes a cameo in Solo. So go on.
The rule of twos states that there's always two. There's a master and a dark apprentice.
Yes.
And the Dark Apprentice doesn't get replaced unless he's killed.
Yes.
But Darth Maul never was.
Yes. Killed. I don't even know if Palpatine knew that he was alive. And from what I know, he is not a Sith. He's still evil, I think. But he's not
He's not a Sith?
He's not a Sith anymore. He kind of leaves the Sith order. Just like Ahsoka leaves the Jedi order. Do you know who Ahsoka is?
She's a blue chick. I don't know her story.
She's not
I don't
blue.
Know.
She's orange. She has blue hair. Not hair, but it's like...
Whatever. Whatever.
So they can leave.
I don't... We're talking about episode
one. What I'm saying is like that rule can... He can be alive and that rule still be in place.
Do you know why... I really liked the six episodes of movies, the prequels and the originals, all this extra TV show bullshit that you're like, oh, have you seen this show? Oh, have you seen it? Well, you would know this if you had seen these 20 million hours.
What I'm saying,
and if you, let me push my glasses up. it's too much, Hunter.
It is too much. I haven't seen most of that. I haven't watched the Clone Wars. I haven't watched Ahsoka.
Then how do you know all this?
I watch videos on them.
Because you watch videos on TV shows?
I get bored and I'm just like, oh, the history of whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, listen to it. But I think what's interesting to me is that, like, this movie is not a good movie in a lot of ways. Okay? And in fact, some people think it's terrible. But I think what's interesting is that a lot of the characters and stuff that was in this movie has been expanded upon at a ridiculous, like, extent.
Mm-hmm.
In the pod racing scene, there's a scene where, like, they're making a turn. You know how Star Wars does the stuff where they have, like, the ships flying in the distance and they have somebody or something in the foreground just watching it? You know how that happens a lot?
They're making a movie about all those, by the way.
What?
Anytime a ship goes, they're going to make a movie about it.
Probably. But what I'm saying is, like, there's a scene where, like, Anakin and Sebulba are, like, turning and there's a white chick. I mean, like, literally, like, white. Like, skin is white. She's like a bounty hunter and she's standing on, like, a ledge watching. That's it.
Okay.
She became a character. Like, they used her. They gave her whole backstory later. It's ridiculous. There was some guy who had, like, a stripe on his face, an extra, who later on they became a character. So to me, these movies are funnier because they've, like, become a ridiculous springboard for just so much information that, like, is crazy to me. I think it's interesting.
That's Disney.
But it's like, this was kind of pre-Disney too in a lot of ways. This was like, Clone Wars was like Cartoon Network.
Okay.
But I think it's interesting. But even now, so Disney, yes, on and on and on.
The Clone Wars are, let me tell you the difference between an extra in the background becoming like a character and them expanding on the Clone Wars, which is a really interesting idea, and the movie sucked. So it's like, let's replace this. Let's make something better than this. Okay?
Okay.
You asked me if you were going to ask me about Darth Maul and the lightsaber fights, well, and we got on this tangent.
Like, I was saying on this tangent because he was like a immediate, forget the movie, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was saying is why. Like, I think when Lucas wrote the script, he's dead. He died, just like Boba Fett
in
episode 6.
Right. Dead.
Fans are like, he was too cool to die, and so they're like, all right, I guess he's still alive.
It's just like
he was the first double sided
lightsaber. Reversing the snap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Excuse me, I burped. I don't remember him talking. Like, when I saw this as a child, he has like two lines.
Yeah,
did you know that Benicio del Toro was supposed to play Darth Maul?
Oh, that'd have been badass.
But when he saw that he was only going to have two lines, he said no. But then he came back because he was in...
He was in Last Jedi.
Yes.
Very universally loved Star Wars movie.
But he was in something else. Wasn't he in the one where they're all... Rogue One? Was he not in Rogue One?
I don't think so.
What am I thinking of? Da, 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 da. Talk. Say something.
I was going to ask you about Duel of the Fates.
Okay. What is that?
So Duel of the Fates is the last sequence. It's like the big battle. Battles.
So like up in space, down the planet.
There's space, planet.
The throne room.
Throne room and then
okay.
Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Why
does it have a name?
Well, the song that John Williams wrote
okay.
that plays, it's like, bah, bah,
yep.
bah, it's called Duel of the Fates.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I think is interesting. And like, I like it. Do you know who Dave Filoni is?
Sounds familiar.
He's like this. He's like the new Lucas. Like he and Jon Favreau are like shepherding Star Wars.
Okay.
I guess. And he explained like why Duel of Fates is important. And to your
talking about the music or the scene?
No, like that whole sequence.
What do you mean why it's important?
Well, like what do you think it like what? Okay.
I'm confused. It's a major plot point.
No, yeah, I'm saying
if they don't win in all those different iterations, the whole thing goes to shit, and they're all dead. And then Anakin doesn't get trained. The balance never gets brought to the Force.
Well, I suppose it's see, this is to your point. There's so many movies now that it's like, what is the actual end goal? Is Rey the end goal now? Like, are we watching this movie with the thought of Rey is the end goal, or like Luke is the one who brings balance to the Force?
Luke did bring balance to the Force.
So we thought, but then it didn't actually permanently happen because
Palpatine came back. Somehow Palpatine came back.
So that's why I think is confusing, because they were saying that, like, to your point, if anything happens differently,
mm-hmm.
like if they just let, to your point about Palpatine's plan being too perfect.
The Anakin stuff. So all the stuff with him, like he basically orchestrates the blockade and puts all this pressure on his home planet as its senator, so that he can leverage that to become the leader of the Senate.
Yes.
That makes sense. Like, I can buy that. The Anakin thing and getting him, picking him up from that planet and getting him trained, I don't buy it.
Well, that's the thing. Because, think about it.
Why wouldn't he use midichlorians to, like, literally impregnate someone who's, like, on the Jedi training planet?
Yeah. I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Coruscant. Qui-Gon is like, I want to train this kid. He's the chosen one. And Obi-Wan's like, fuck no. This little dude's dangerous. Like, I don't want to do this. It's a bad idea. No. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He only trains Anakin because Qui-Gon's like, train him. I'm dying. I'm dead.
Okay, so is Obi-Wan like, this is a bad idea, don't train him? Or, no, he's not.
He says, like, he's dangerous. He says, the boy is dangerous.
He says that because that's what the Jedi Council says. I don't think that's his own idea.
I think
the Jedi Council is like, do not train this boy.
Yes, they also kind of suck at their jobs too. But I think earlier on, like, he's also kind of like, what's the deal here? Like, what are we doing? But
his midichlorians are off the chart. What are you supposed to do with that?
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, if Qui-Gon lives, right, if they kill him, if they kill...
You've upset my left eye.
Sorry. If they defeat Maul and, like, Qui-Gon lives, there's no telling if, like, they're actually going to let him train Anakin.
Right. But because he dies and because he convinced his apprentice, who is just now becoming like a full-fledged Jedi, then Yoda's like, fine.
And they like leverage that. It was his dying wish. I gave him my word. I'm going to train him. Okay? So if like they both kill Maul, Anakin doesn't get trained, doesn't work. If Maul kills both of them, Anakin doesn't train, doesn't work. So like he had to know that like Qui-Gon would get killed, but not Obi-Wan. And so it does get like... It is kind of interesting to be like, that's too perfect, but it's the Force, I guess. I don't know, some bullshit. But now I'm getting frustrated because now we're talking about it like it's different. Like, okay, we thought Palpatine's endgame was the Empire, but actually it was Exegol or whatever the shit it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, why are we talking about well, because, these sequels?
Well, no, because when you rewatch episode one
with
new information, it's like it starts to break it.
Here's the thing. Episodes 1 through 6
are a complete story.
They were written by
the guy. Yes.
Episodes 7 through 9 and every fucking other thing was not.
Yeah.
That's Disney. So we could really quickly just say the Disney Star Wars universe has made it too convoluted and too confusing, and it doesn't line up anymore.
You know that Lucas was planning to come back for 3 more.
Yeah. But he didn't.
He didn't.
I bet you if he had, it wouldn't have been what we got.
Oh, no.
You know, the only...
He's talked about his treatments.
The only different. Way that... Disney, if you're listening. I know you're listening. Who's the CEO of Disney?
Bob Iger.
Bob, I know you listen to us.
Yes.
Because we're good. The only way that you can get me back on board with Star Wars is to explore some of the other thousands of years of lore.
They're doing that
in the universe.
In the movies or like in the shows?
You could start a new thing.
They are.
How?
Well, there's a new show coming out called The Acolyte, which Acolyte that takes place like thousands of years before.
I bet you it's going to have some connection to the Skywalker saga.
And then that's the issue. Face, James Mangold is making like the Dawn
it's
of gonna the
be
Jedi.
Like it's going to be like the Acolyte. It's its own show. Blah 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 blah. And then at the end, there's the fucking purple lightsaber crystal that
Mace Windu has.
Yeah, yeah, and it's going to be like. You know what I mean? Just like, because they always have to connect it. The only way they can get me back on board is if there's no connection. Nothing. There's no movie about these other people doing this thing, and at the end, Darth Vader comes in and kills everybody on the ship. That was a cool sequence, don't get me wrong. There's none of that. You know what I mean? There's no connection whatsoever. It's okay, in the universe.
Well,
but
it's funny because these work because the connection was already formed because Luke and his dad.
It's a full story.
Yeah.
This makes sense. It's a direct connection. It's not.
This makes me, for the record, I want to talk about the rest of the Star Wars movies with you.
All of them?
I would love to, because like.
Well, if we're just gonna talk about the fucking episode 9 every time, I'll be heated like this.
Well, so will I.
Good, good. What do you think about Boss Nass?
Actually, who was that?
You don't even know the lore.
I don't know the names. Who is that?
Boss Nass is the leader of the Gungans.
Oh my god.
Yep.
I don't really care for the Gungans, man. I like the one.
The Gungans are integral to the story.
I like the one at the general who's with Jar Jar, and he's like, Jar Jar, don't give up. I'll think of something. And he's
Misa,
like,
I give up.
And he's like, oh, damn it. It feels like Will Ferrell's acting to me. It feels over the top. Like they're trying too hard.
You know.
Oh my God, it's 10 o'clock.
Sometimes when you're introduced to a new culture. I'm just kidding. We can cut this part out too. But it is a new culture, is it not?
It is. Okay, fair.
So maybe that's how they are.
Maybe that's how they are. That's why.
Why was it so easy? So Jar Jar's like, when the shit hits the fan, we go to our holy site. Come on, follow me. And they're there in like 5 minutes. So why couldn't the Trade Federation... Were the Trade Federation just really incompetent? Did you think the droids were like super incompetent?
I thought the droids were kind of dumb because like... Go on, what?
The one droid, when they're like in the hangar and they're like trying to take back free the pilots.
He like
and the droid's like, does not compute. Arrest them.
Looking back, it's like, oh, they didn't want to just be slaughtering people in a kid's movie. Like, they just needed something to kill a lot of, and it was droids. Kind of makes sense in the sense of like, okay, that's what they would have used back in that time. Like, you know,
but they
do
cut someone in half.
One guy, and it's cauterized. There's no blood. that's how he survives.
Okay. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't really love the droid. Like, I think it's one of those things that like was like, oh, cool when I was a kid. And I'm like, I guess. But it's funny. Sorry, last thing. Because if you watch closely, you can just tell that they're swinging at nothing. You know what I mean? Like, there's one part where, like, and I've always thought this was the weirdest thing. Even as a kid, I was like, that's a weird, it looks strange. I think it's Obi-Wan. Might have been Qui-Gon, actually, where he, like, stabs backwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he's actually deflecting, like, a laser gun back to a...
Is that...
But it looks like he was already told, hey, just stab. There's one behind you. He's like, okay, kill it. But in post, they like, make him shoot. And, like,
yeah.
To me, it looks like I was like, and there's one where, like, everyone's just like, And it's like, you're swinging at that.
You're so critical. I would like to see you with a lightsaber. You would cut your arm off like that.
Probably.
You would cut your own leg off. Turns out
when I almost built one at Disney. Did I tell you that story?
My sister-in-law built one. She was there.
I've heard they're amazing.
It's pretty cool.
They're like super, like movie grade, like super nice. I was in line and I was like, can I like just get, how to do this? And like, you just schedule an appointment. I said, okay, cool. So I did it. And then I was like walking up and they're like, here's your menu. You can pick what you want. I was like, awesome, sweet. And the guy, when I did it, he's like, I need your card to hold your spot, but I'm not going to charge you anything. I said, oh, awesome, great. So I went up there and I was like, okay, cool. I think I'm going to do this package. Looks really cool. And I said, I keep seeing like payment due. I said, how much is this? And she goes, oh, it's $275. And I was like, you can have that back. I was like, hold on a minute. No. So sorry. Maybe next year. I want one because they're really cool. But I was like, that's really expensive.
You could have had your own lightsaber.
I could have had my own
lightsaber. You could have, we could have displayed it.
Aw, man.
Right here.
Dang.
And then because it's in the episode, it would have been right here. Right here. Because it's in the episode, you would have been able to take it off on your taxes. Podcast expense.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll fly back tomorrow and get one.
Then you can use the flight, too, because that flight is not for free.
I can use tickets to get to like get into, you know, to whatever it's called, Hollywood Studios. Nice. We got to wrap this up soon because it's been over an hour. Palpatine.
Palpatine. What do you think about? Do you think it lines up that someone who's not an acting member of the
Spacing Guild,
the Galactic Senate? sorry, I just had a thought, a side thought. There's a point in the movie where Qui-Gon says spaceport, and that got me. But someone who's not an acting member of the Galactic Senate or whatever it's called can call for a vote of no confidence. Like, that'd be like me coming from the street and just being like, we need a new Speaker of the House. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it must have been because Palpatine, like, not like said she's speaking on my behalf, maybe. Must have been.
Okay.
I don't know. You see the E.T.? E.T. species was in the Senate. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, this is the big wrap up because I don't know what else to talk about. I love the first lines of the movie. It's like Obi-Wan's like, I've got a bad feeling about this. And then, like, Qui-Gon, like, the old Jedi way is like, I don't feel anything.
No.
It's like, they're so out of touch. I think that's interesting. Like, genuinely, I think the downfall, and I think, don't sue us. Fast forwarding to episode 8, Luke's talk of the. Stay with me.
We're talking about the sequels again.
Stay with me. Of the like hypocrisy of the Jedi. I think that's obvious in this one. Like, they're out of touch and they're like this high and mighty. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's interesting. Like, two Jedi go to the Outer Rims and like, oh my God, they're slaves. And Qui-Gon's like, sorry, I'm not here to save you. You know what I mean? Like, if they're actually there for justice. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
What is the Jedi Order there for?
Let's see what their purpose is.
I thought it was, like, to protect order within the Republic or whatever.
The Jedi was a guardian of peace and justice in the Galactic Republic.
Okay.
The Jedi's commitment to peace and democracy brought them into conflict. Okay, blah, blah. Yes.
They weren't in the Republic.
But he didn't even know that.
What do you mean?
He said something and she's like, there's no Republic out here. He's like, assuming that, oh yeah.
No.
So he walks in there and like...
he knew that that was not a Republic planet because he was advising Queen Amidala, or the fake Queen Amidala, and the whoever the like security leader guy was for the Queen, you know. He was advising them and he said, this is run by... This is not
the Huts Republic.
This is run by the Huts.
Fair.
When he was in that house, he was saying, is there anyone here who has loyalty to the Republic? Like, anyone who would sympathize with us and help us? And she said, fair. No, there's no... No. Nobody. Just us. So, let me fact check you right there, Mr. Sir. What were you going to... You were saying something, though.
I was just saying, like, it's... You think that they'd be like, well, we need to help these people.
But
he's like, nah.
Sometimes, I mean, yeah, it'd be cool. But like, what are they going to do? There are, excuse me, thousands of people dying every day on Naboo. And their diplomatic mission was to save Naboo.
And they didn't.
They did.
After
but they had to leave. They couldn't. If they were like, you know what, Queen Amidala, fuck your people. We're going to liberate this planet now. You can be leader of this one. This really sandy one that, you know.
It's coarse and it's irritating. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Isn't it interesting that he hates sand when he grew up on a planet? Like,
that's
covered
the whole
in
joke.
It?
That's the whole joke, isn't it?
Okay.
Sand. It's coarse. We've got to do more Star Wars.
Okay.
Not
let's clear
not
our
right
let's clear our schedule for the next four months and do all of them. All of them. We can start a show podcast and do the shows.
That's the problem, is that there's so many of them that now it's gonna be tough to do. Just like the MCUs, and be like, we can't do all of them. Anyway, can I ask you the question now? Hey Zach. But is Star Wars : Episode 1- The Phantom Menace good?
On its own merits and as a contained story, if you can get past Jar Jar Binks, I think it's a good film. I really do.
Okay.
When you start talking about all the other interconnected Disney bullshit, it pisses me off.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it, yeah, personally.
Fair.
What do you think? Is it a good movie?
I think that it's it is
take away all the Disney.
Take away the end goal
of Palpatine.
I'm not looking at the Star at the Skywalker saga. I'm
Palpatine scheming and the way that the duel of the fates.
I'm excluding the 9 episodes. I'm just looking at 1.
Good.
I think it's good.
There you have it.
By a slim margin.
I'll take it.
But there's enough good that it's like, yeah, it's Star Wars. You know what I mean? It's good.
I really do think that the plot is
interesting.
Interesting and nuanced. Yeah. And yeah. I think, I don't know, like the story.
It's the writing for me that really pushes, that like irks me.
The dialogue.
It's the dialogue. And
the
combination
the direction.
Of the dialogue choice and the delivery of the dialogue. And that actually irks me throughout the prequels, frankly. But in this one, I was like, geez. It's just brutal. But I think it has, maybe not by a big margin, but more good than bad. So I think it's good.
There you have it. Star Wars : Episode 1- The Phantom Menace. Oh, we never talked about what The Phantom Menace actually was.
Yeah, finish. Wrap it up.
So to me, what I think you were bouncing around it. You were saying... I think you were bouncing around it when you were like, Palpatine, Sith.
Palpatine, yeah.
It's the fact that there's all this shit going on in the background. There's this literal menace who's, you know, pulling the strings and doing all this stuff to seize power. And the inept Jedi Council is completely unaware of their existence. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that, like, Palpatine is sneaky. It's that Palpatine is doing this. There is a Sith Lord. And the Jedi Council, Mace Windu says...
They haven't been around for... Millennium.
Millennium.
Yeah. It's like, they're here. They never left.
It's the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's finally like, oh, it must have been a Sith Lord. Oh, shit. Oh.
They're like, was it the Master or was it the Apprentice? And then it pans to Palpatine. He's just like, you dumbasses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right here. Anyway, every movie sucks.
Not this one.
Every movie sucks. Every movie sucks. Here we go. This is from yesterday. No, today. Half Star. Words cannot describe how much I hate this movie. It is the most disappointing film of all time. I don't want to make this a rant, but at the same time, it's going to happen. First of all, there are a range of mistakes, some being small and some being big. Small mistakes. Jar Jar Binks. Not cutting scenes. Dry writing. Terrible directing. Merging CGI and practical effects. Big mistakes. George Lucas having no true vision. I don't know about that. Bad casting of major roles. What? No plot. Okay? The only good only thing good about this movie that's good is one line in the Duel of the Fates. Everything else, I mean, everything is either one, boring, or two, so cringe I want to walk out. Was it better in theaters? Hell fucking no. This is arguably the worst film of all time. This guy hates this movie.
That's insane. It's not.
I wonder if he liked the sequels.
Here's one, half star. It says, look, it's not good. Jar Jar Binks is the worst character of all time. I respect the world building and the droids, but I'm not going to sit in any nostalgia and pretend that any other part of this is good. Which is crazy because we said the droids were bad.
Yeah. I got one more. It's kind of long and then you can do one more. Here we go. Half star. There is nothing good about this thing. You may say to yourself, but the Duel of the Fates. Unfortunately for me, all it does is remind me of what a failure and mistake these prequels are. I have not watched them since my cousin and I attempted to do so for a podcast over a decade ago, and it was a slog. I'll never watch this film or the other two ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Complete ass.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Misa want to kill Jar Jar Binks. Dune ripoff.
Oh, wow. Is that yours or have you done?
I'm done. Clear your throat.
Maybe I like how it sounds.
This is just...
Time for shindigs. Yes, it is. Time for shindigs. Yeah, it is. Time for shindigs. Gonna talk about the news and Zach's gonna talk about how the Braves are playing like booty. Here we go. Ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Zach, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now we just saw Civil War and how Kristen Dunst played a girl named Lee Miller. Well, Kate Winslet's playing the real Lee Miller in a World War II biopic.
Okay.
Colleen Hoover's book Verity is getting developed into a movie.
Verity!
I know this because Hannah read the book.
Sing it like Gravity.
Verity.
There you go.
It's working against me. Emma Stone and Nate Felder are teaming up again with A24 for the chess scandal film Checkmate. Oscar Isaac and Kristen Stewart are going to star together in a vampire thriller called Flesh of the Gods. Paul Walter Hauser has joined the MCU in Fantastic Four. Benedict Cumberbatch stars in the first look at the Netflix film Eric. A new look at
Eric.
Eric. The movie's called Eric.
Anything about what is it?
His son is missing.
Okay.
And his son made a little puppet, and so he's trying to get a TV show made with his puppet in hopes that his son Eric will see it and want to come home.
Okay.
A new look at Sam Wilson as Captain America in Captain America 4. Giancarlo Esposito.
Mm-hmm. Is going to be in a role in the MCU.
Joining the MCU. So I'm thinking he's going to be Dr. Doom. I don't know about that. Maze Runner is getting remade again. And here's one that I think is going to be awful if it's true. And that is apparently Chris Evans has signed a deal and is returning to Marvel. So that'll be dumb.
Will be.
That's all I've got. Probably missed something.
You did miss something.
What's that?
Today, Bernard Hill passed.
Oh.
Do you know who Bernard Hill is?
I know the name.
He was the captain of the Titanic in Titanic.
Oh,
he was also Theoden, king of Rohan.
Ah, yes.
In the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yes,
he passed. So right. He passed today.
Mm. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Cool. Is that all we got?
That's all we got for your shindig.
All right,
now it's time for my shindig.
Let me buckle up.
So,
we can't be too long because it's late.
So
I edit this shit.
We can admit that.
So say it like it is. Say it like it is.
That the Braves have dropped five of the last six, four of the last five.
Four of the last five.
Okay,
five of the last seven.
Five of the last seven. So we're in a little bit of a rough stretch. We would rather it happen now than October.
Yeah, but
now,
let me tell you
some facts. It doesn't matter who we get swept by. We're going to get swept at some point. Fuck the Dodgers. Why do you let them have this hold over us? Can I tell you something?
Please.
Last year we had one of the most historic offenses of all time in the MLB. We have scored more runs to this point in the season this year than we had last year at this point. Our three biggest, with that fact in mind, mm-hmm. our three biggest producers who all had hit for power, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna Jr.,
yeah.
all of them have been on a bit of a slump. Mm-hmm. Now, Austin Riley has picked up a little bit
yep.
very recently, and we hope that continues.
So is Ronnie.
Ronnie is hitting well. He's not hitting for power, though.
Is
okay.
that like two home runs, I think?
Huh?
Two home runs.
Two home runs.
Yeah.
And Matt Olson is still in a slump,
yeah.
for sure, for He's sure. But we've also lost our ace, and we are doing well. Do you know what I saw? I saw a team that is one of the best in baseball make mistakes and have some rough outings from their pitchers, which is going to happen. Every pitcher is mm-hmm. going to have some rough outings. And meanwhile, they didn't capitalize on the mistakes the other team made, because the Dodgers made mistakes in these mm-hmm. games, and the Braves just, that's what's so frustrating to you, is the fact that we weren't able to capitalize on their mistakes mm-hmm. to get the lead, to win in the bottom of the 10th, mm-hmm. to win the series, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is where we learn, and I'm telling you, they don't need to change a thing. They just need to do what they've been doing, which is exactly what Snit is going to tell them.
That's
because
true.
That is his mindset.
That is true.
And I don't think it is time to hit the panic button. It is very early in the season. We're not even 1/5 of the way through the season yet.
Fair.
So, and we still have one of the best records in baseball. It just hurts because we're 2.5 games behind the Phillies. We got swept by the Dodgers. Those are probably our two biggest rivals because the Mets fucking suck.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're not awful. Like, they've actually kind of evened out.
They've surprised me a little bit.
But all that to say, it hurts because of who our rivals are and the position that we're currently in, but we're in great shape.
Mind you, we did win the series against the Phillies.
We did.
And we'll get one more stab at the Dodgers.
At home. That's right.
At home. Spoken like a true level-headed sports analysis.
That's me. You know, Hunter, I remember back in 1999, you were too young to remember this, I'm sure, when Ryan Klesko was at first base, and he was hitting dingers, man. He hit 21 of them that year.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Do you remember that? People were worried about us that year, back in 99.
How'd we do?
Pretty damn well.
Yeah?
Pretty damn well.
I think that was one of the years that we made it to the World Series and got our ass kicked by the Yankees.
Yep. Yeah,
we like three times.
Got swept by the Yankees in the World Series, but we made it. We got a National League pennant.
Yeah, that happened pretty frequently in the 90s.
I know,
like 4 or 5 times, and
we only. Do you know what they didn't do in the 90s? They did not panic. Do you know what they started doing in the 2000s?
Panicking?
Started panicking. You know what happened?
Yeah, but not until like 2006 or 2007.
We had some rough stretches.
We had somebody named Freddie Freeman to guide us out of those.
That's true. He used to look like the older brother from Home Alone. Then he got his teeth fixed.
Buzz, whatever his name was.
Buzz, yeah. Oh, goodness.
Freddie's aged well. He's doing good.
Yeah.
Good for him. Cool whiskey shots.
You didn't say the line.
Oh, Zach, it's very brave of you.
It's the bravest thing I've done all week.
Good for you. Whiskey shots.
We have whiskey. This is pure whiskey.
Just straight alcohol.
Tell someone you love them.
You see mine? It's clear. It's vodka. I'm just kidding. This is water. We're old, and we can't handle whiskey like we used to.
Sometimes I'll like take the dogs on a walk and get home and be like, oh, man. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This can't
That's
be.
That's real life for us now.
This can't be.
We're almost 31. You turned 31 this month.
Don't remind me.
I don't.
You know what, though?
I turned 31
You know what I tell myself?
In a month.
Jesus just kind of chilled until 33.
And then he did his stuff.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so it didn't end well for him. I mean, it did, actually. It depends on which perspective you're looking at. His human life on Earth didn't end well for him, but The aftermath was really good for
well,
most people.
Well, it ended and then it restarted. And that's when true. It restarted, it was pretty well.
Pretty rad.
And then he taught and did all this, you know.
And then he was like, we'll be up in heaven. I'll be back.
I'm sure he did that.
Anyway, I don't know what we're doing next. I never released the schedule, but something. We're going to be doing something. Please like and subscribe. We're doing the best we can, everybody.
IMDb.
I'm gonna mute this. I'm gonna end it.
Upcoming movies.
All right. See you
Is
guys.
Is it Furiosa?
Oh, maybe.
But is it good podcast? Yeah.